Okay. Let's bring him out here without further ado. Come on, you got to come out on stage. Come out from your booth. Lyle Anderson, ladies and gentlemen, the Carolyn Neuer of the University of Wisconsin, who has gone viral with the big hit Games of Thrones on Carillon Bells. This is him. We've had him all this time. We didn't know what we had, ladies and gentlemen. He's sitting in that booth. He answers the phones and stuff, and I know he's got some other jobs. And Carolyn Neuer or East, which do you prefer?
I always use Carolyn Neuer, but people in Michigan, California use Carolyn East a lot.
East or Ist?
Ist.
Ist, no
Ist.
E on the end?
No E.
Is it E, if it's a female, Carolyn?
No, it's still an Ist.
Is no matter what?
I have no idea why that is.
Is there two camps, basically? Or an Ist?
No, nobody uses East. They all use Ist. But I mean, Carolyn Neuer, Carolyn Ist.
I mean, or an Ist.
Michigan, they often say Carolinist, and in California, they say Carolinist.
Yeah.
And elsewhere, Caroliner.
Can we just drop that?
All right. We'll move on. I don't like sitting here.
No, I know. You're a little uncomfortable in public.
It's
you're
much
usually,
more comfortable over there.
Usually in a tower or in a booth here.
Exactly.
People can't see you. Is that tower heated, by the way?
Yes, it is.
It is?
It was originally heated by electrical heat heaters, and they didn't work very well. In the 1960s, they put steam heat.
Steam heat?
Steam heat.
Ooh, we got steam heat.
Yeah.
That's good now. Does it hiss while you're playing?
No.
Does that bother you in performance?
No. It's the steam is down below and then it...
Yeah. I was hoping you'd bring your little... Don't you have a little Carillon training board?
No.
Didn't I see you one time? You had a little thing with...
No.
Well, what?
Explain what a Carillon is.
Yes, maybe some people well, let's go back here.
A Carillon is basically just a big piano.
Really big
piano. Yes.
Really big piano.
A really big
piano. But there are bells on the end of it.
Yes, so instead of felt hammers striking wires to produce sound, like the piano here, it's clappers striking bells. But otherwise, it's the same mechanism.
As clappers will.
As clappers will, exactly.
Yes. Are bells, the bells here special? Bells must be important to you.
Yes. Special, I don't know, special, but they're...
Do we have unusually nice bells?
We do.
Are they larger than other people's bells?
Or no.
Are they,
they're, no. It's a very fine, I don't know, in the... Yes, there's two ways of gauging...
at least, I would think.
No, of size. One is number of bells, and then the weight of the... Of all of them,
which do you look at first?
Neither. But also
you don't care about those things.
No, but I mean the quality of the set of bells is important, and the particular set of bells that we have here is very good. I mean, it's
where were they originally forged?
In England, the first set of bells, the 1936. It's mentioned in all the articles about this little thing, the video. I'll mention 1936, but that was the original set of bells. And then it was expanded by a set of bells from France.
France.
And then...
How did they get along with the English bells?
They got along very well, but then a Dutch company came along and took away all the French bells.
Oh, no.
And
where are the French bells now?
Well, they kind of dispersed.
They went hither and yon?
Yeah, they did.
Hither and thither?
Yeah, unfortunately. Yeah. But and there are people that, lament that, they replaced the... French bells with these Dutch bells.
Why did they do that, these Dutch people?
Because they had a better idea. They had developed a way of making very small bells loud, which was a technological...
Impossibility for many
years. Well, it was a difficulty in the early part of the century. The physics...
The Dutch could do it, though, right? I mean, Dutch...
With the help of computers and things in the 1970s, developed this.
That's when it happened? The French bells left in the 70s?
Well, 60s, yeah.
60s.
Yeah.
It's along with all the turmoil on campus, this was going on in the Carillon.
Exactly. The 60s, and then the new bells came in 72. So now the set of bells, the 56, are just English bells and Dutch bells.
English bells and Dutch bells. Are the Dutch bells mostly the higher-end bells,
smaller
bells?
No, they're the five of the biggest bells and the
That you've ever seen, or what?
No.
The biggest ones are Dutch.
Yes.
Okay, well, I'm a little confused on there, but I thought the French bells you said were
it's a complicated
because the higher
history.
End ones or were they smaller ones were louder. So maybe they think they're bigger than they actually are.
No, I don't think they do, but they're loud.
Yeah. Do you have to actually deal with the bells themselves? I mean, you play the thing. And let's go on exactly what the thing is. It's an unusual-looking thing, but
yeah.
You don't have to do any upkeep or anything or oil them. Or,
no,
or,
no.
Or tap them every so often.
No, it's made to be an outdoor instrument, so yeah. It's made very sturdy and meant to exist in the elements.
We're getting to the good part.
You're leaving in droves. No.
No, no.
Okay. Where were we?
But can a bell go out of tune?
No, it cannot go out of tune. It's tuned.
What about the weather? Wouldn't that affect it?
Apparently it doesn't, because bells have been physically studied a lot about various kinds of things that can happen to them over the centuries, like acid rain can wash off too much metal, and then that drives them out of tune.
But missiles and bombs and things.
Bells
have been bombed over the years, I bet.
Yes, World War II was kind of hard on the bells in all through Europe, and a lot of them
for whom the bells tolled. Oh, they tolled for themselves in a lot of cases. Ironically enough,
but otherwise, they're when they leave the factory, that's where they how they're tuned
factory,
and made.
Factory bells.
Yeah, the factory installed bells.
They ever crack? They don't crack probably too.
They'll only Liberty crack bell, if they have engineering flaws in the first place. That's what happened to the Liberty Bell. It wasn't well made. It wasn't cooled right or something else.
Nice looking, but
exactly, but not
And of course, the big threat to bells in general are these electronics now. A lot of things are electronics. We go to electronics now with bells, and how do you feel about that?
Well, the professional guild of carillonneers in North America has always, much resented all the kind of electronic emissions.
Do you go to the conventions on those?
Yes.
The guild conventions?
Yes. It will be in St. Paul the third week of June this year. Oh. So,
fun crowd?
Oh, always.
Carillonneurs and ists?
It's like a big dysfunctional family because we all know each other, and so it's... conventions are like a...
Is there a lot of infighting and backstabbing and backbiting among carillonneurs?
Just like anybody.
Nothing particular. Now, this whole thing now, you've gone viral.
Yes.
How do you feel about that?
I feel infectious.
How did this whole thing... Now, you're a big Game of Thrones fan, I'm sure.
And had never heard of it before.
No.
But last October,
yes,
I got an email from John Lucas in UW Communications. Mm-hmm. He had heard me play, I guess, which is his office is just across the street from the bell tower. So
he's heard it.
So he's here. He hears me whenever I play.
He hears it
weekdays.
From the bowels up, probably. in that
distance, because they're in the basement of Bascom Hall.
Yeah, all right. Oh, geez.
And anyway, I guess he heard.
Ground zero for the Caroline.
There's a nice arrangement of Perfect Day of Lou Reed. That I played last fall.
Yeah.
And he heard that.
That's cool.
And he said, you know what? Game of Thrones, which I first read, I thought it would say Game of Thorns, but anyway.
It is if you watch it. It's terrible.
But anyway, this was last October. And he said, well, how about? And he also forwarded a link to a musical score that just got off the internet for violin and piano. And I said, well, I think about it.
Did you have to transpose it?
No,
four
I did
bells.
No, I did very little messing around with
it. Did you bring the music?
I do have it back in the booth.
Oh,
but
okay, forget about it.
It's just
not worth looking at.
It just looks like music.
I was hoping you'd bring.
Looks good on the radio. I don't know, but
so it was pretty much all ready to go.
Yeah. I mean, as I looked at it again, in connection with another project that the UW was doing, somebody in the news department of university was coming over, and I thought he was going to do a videotape, but it turned out that thing was just still photography. So the idea of doing a new song would be a little lost on that concept.
Have to listen to the tune a few times before you get the gist of it, or did you pick it up just looking at the music?
No, I listened to the, it's easily gotten on the internet in various ways.
As a piece of music, how would you rate it?
It's a nice piece of music.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah. Okay. And there's lots of versions, already lots of covers, versions out there. There's like one for two banjos.
Can you do that, too? You got your...
I didn't hear that one, but there's a lot of piano versions. There's a version for flute. There's
Who knew?
Yeah, for violin and for cello, cello, the main melody is done by cello in the original, so to speak,
so
in the show.
Who handles that? Which of the bells handles that in your version?
This one in the violin and piano part, the violin, so it's in the soprano. And it's basic. It's a very simple construction. It's just this,
it's a little repetitive.
Bass, and then yeah. This melody comes in, and that's pretty much it. Two and a half minutes.
Repetitif?
No. What are you getting at there?
I don't know what
you're
thinking.
Recitative,
like
something else.
At all.
Anyway, yeah.
Recitative.
No,
all right. So, without further ado, you want to say anything about this?
Set it up? No. There's.
No. Who wrote it, by the way? Who's the writer?
Ramin Djawadi.
Oh.
He's a German.
No.
German and Iranian.
Really? Okay.
And he's written a lot of stuff.
And this, if you were walking around here the other day, but you get
last
to hear,
Friday.
You get to hear the clicks and stuff because they were actually up there with you, and that's a little disturbing.
Well, that's just because it was recorded. I think he used mostly. We did some two takes, and then Peter Kleppen recorded some outdoor things. I played it again when he was outside, but I don't think he used a lot of that sound.
No.
So that's why there's a bit of the sound of the action. So it wasn't made within much of a view to have a very high-end, high-definition sound. It was just what came with the
it really
video camera.
Knocked a lot of people's socks off. Let's hear that right now. Crank it up. Louder. Lyle Anderson on the carillon of the University of Wisconsin with the theme from Game of Thrones. Thanks, Lyle. You can go back and do a little hold on. He's so self-effacing. He's the only guy who gets any press associated with the show. Lyle gets it out. Every year he's got a bell story, and now he's viral. There'll be no talking to him after this. Now that he's gone viral. That was very nice, actually. And what a wonderful feature of the UW campus.
Yeah.
at
Lyle's
Carillon
been doing
Tower.
That for a long time.
Oh, yeah, since he was a lad. They actually raised them from...
Since he was in short pants.
It's like the castrati singers or something. They take little boys and they
not great like that.
No, not in that sense, but I'm saying they take them...
Lock them in bell towers.
Very young. They pick them out, and then they raise them to be Carillonneurs or ists. No, he's been doing it for quite a while, though. That's true. Thanks, Lyle. Appreciate it. Okay, where are we now?
Now I think maybe the guys want to play a tune.
You want to follow that? Whoa. You got anything to follow that?
Yeah. He's probably going to play this one on Carillon
yeah.
soon.
Yeah, what's this one?
It's called Stablemates.